Lord, we're thankful for the truth of God and for the fact that you will help us understand it.
主啊，我们非常感恩，为了神的真理，也感谢您呢，会帮助我们去理解。
Again, Lord, we find ourselves very weak in your presence.
主啊，再一次呢，我们在您的面前呢，发现我们是非常的软弱。
And so again, we just cry that you will help, that you will sustain, that you will strengthen, and that you will do a good work in us and through us.
所以呢，我们就呼求呢，就是您呢会保守我们，会让我们呢，就说在我们的人生里有一个活出一个非常好的见证，为了您。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that you will help us and bless us as we turn to your word again.
主啊，我们的祷告是呢，就是呢，您呢，在我们转向您话的时候呢，您在帮助我们，帮助我们去理解。
We give thanks now and pray your blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们也向您献上感恩，请求您赐福我们，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, we're in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 13 or 14. I'm going to look it up.
2
Corinthians And it's 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
实际上是哥林多后书的第12章。
And Paul has unburdened his heart and he has explained his heart and his concerns and attempted to correct the problems at Corinth. Over time, and so he's sort of poured out his heart on all of this, and now he's concluding.
所以呢，其实呢，那个使徒保罗在他内心也这样的负担，他要去关心那个哥林多教会出现的问题，也是要去针对他们出现的问题，也要去给他们建议。然后呢，到现在呢，因为他倾心的去为他们去做这样的努力，最终呢，现在他要做出一个结论。
And so here he's basically saying in the last verses of chapter 12, he's basically saying, I'm going to come back, but before I come, I want you to know that repentance and correction that I've been speaking of is not optional.
所以呢，这个呢，在最后的这一章的几节经文里呢，他说呢，我会再回来，回来呢，就是我对你们的那样的劝告，对你们的那么纠正，还有你们要悔改。所有的这些呢，我跟你们说的，要你们去做的，并不是说一个显象。Very
often in a family, children disobey, and sometimes the parents have got to say, I'm awfully sorry, but obedience is not optional.
所以呢，有时候在家里呢，父母会对孩子说呢，对那些悖逆的孩子说呢，说我非常的抱歉，因为你对我的顺服呢，并不是一个显象。Many
children say, I'll obey if I want to obey. If I don't obey, I won't obey. Don't worry about it.
所以很多孩子们呢，都说呢，我想顺服就顺服，我不想顺服就不顺服，这没多大关系。
When we were in school, obedience was not optional.
当他们在学校的时候呢，顺服呢，并不是一个选项。
And if we didn't obey, there would be some sort of a penalty. Sometimes they would keep you in after school. Sometimes they would deprive you of some other privilege.
这个里面呢，就是有时候那学生呢，我们不顺服的话，作为学生不顺服的话呢，他会在管教我们，或者说在放学以后把我们留下来，或者禁止我们去参加一些其他的就是活动。
And among other things, they had a strap in school, and they would take the strap and they would strap you on the palm of your hand, and it would really hurt.
所以呢，其实呢，在那个在他们有一个像教鞭类似的东西。如果说呢，你要不顺服呢，他会打你的手掌心。如果打的话呢，是非常痛。
I was in school for a long time, and I always heard about the strap. I never, to the best of my knowledge, I never knew of anyone who actually got the strap.
所以呢，其实他在那个学校的时间很长，他听说过有这种，就是打手的这种鞭子或什么东西之类的，但是呢，他从来没有听说过真正的谁挨过这样的打。
I'm sure that somebody did, but they just never bothered to tell me.
我认为呢，就是有些人可能挨过打，但是他只是不想告诉我。
But the further problem was that if the strap didn't work,Then you would be expelled from the school.
现在的问题呢，就是说呢，如果他打你的手心呢，不管用的话呢，他会把你赶出学校。
Now, in the Old Testament, the parents were responsible to train the children.
其实那个旧约里呢，其实呢，父母是有这样的。责任要去教育孩子的。
And the Bible never talked about a strap, but it does talk about a rod.
所以呢，圣经呢从来没有谈到过这样一个鞭子，但是呢，谈到的呢就是一个棍子。
And so the book of Proverbs picks up the theme and says, if you spare the rod, you might spoil the child.
所以呢，箴言里讲到的人，如果你放下手中的杖，你就会惯坏了孩子。
And so I think very often that the rod probably given the same way on the hand or on the buttocks, and it would scare the child, and the child would start to obey.
所以呢，我认为呢，那个杖呢，可能就跟他的那个打的那个鞭子是一样的，就是那种尺啊。我们中国人，他说就是打你的手或者打你的屁股，这个呢可能会让孩子害怕。
But Moses said that there may be a child who persists in his rebellion, and he will not obey his parents.Or others.
所以呢，那个摩西他其实也说过呢，有些呢孩子呢，他就是说呢，他会坚持，就是说不坚持悖逆，他不顺服他的父母。
And Moses said that if there is such a situation, that rebellious child should be put to death.
所以摩西说呢，如果这个孩子呢，他持续的。不顺服的话呢，就应该把他打死。
And in particular, he should be stoned.
所以特别的说，应该遭受石刑。
And in particular, he should be stoned in public.
所以呢，特别的讲到呢，要在公众的场合施行这个石刑。
And that his own parents, his own mother and father.Should be the ones to first throw the stones at him.
所以呢，他自己的父母，就是说他的父亲或者母亲，必须是第一个扔石头在他身上的人。
Now that's pretty serious.
这个是很严重的。
And a child, when he reads it, probably says,I think I'd better listen to mommy.I don't want her to lead the crowd and they'll stone me to death.
所以呢，那些孩子们呢，应该说呢，我最好是听我父母的，我不想在公众场合呢被众人呢用石头砸。
Now, frankly, I don't know if that ever happened.
所以坦率地说呢，我不知道这个事情呢从来发生过。
I don't think the Bible tells us of a story.When in fact it did happen.
所以呢，我不认为就圣经里跟我们告诉过我们这样一个故事，说真的有孩子被石头打死。
But it was there to remind everyone that they must be obedient.
所以在这里呢，是要提醒每一个人呢，他们必须顺服。
And I know that when I read it as a boy, I said, Harold, you'd better pay attention to your father, because if you don't, you could be in real trouble.
所以呢，我认为呢，在我是小孩的时候呢，我读到这个时候呢，我跟自己说 ,Harold, 你最好去听你父亲的话，不然的话呢，你有大麻烦了。
Now, Paul basically is saying the same thing here.
所以使徒保罗基本上在这里讲的是同样的事情。
He's saying to the Corinthians, I've written many things to you in this letter and in the former letter, and he said, you have got to obey.
所以呢，他就说呢，我给你们写了很多封信，在上封信和这封信里，就是跟你们提到这些事情，你们最好要听。
Now many people think that the church is like a club. Anybody can come. And you can pretty much do anything you want when you get there. Just be respectful. Everything will be fine.
所以呢，这个很多人认为呢，就是说呢，就是说，教会像一个俱乐部。俱乐部呢，你可以在教会呢去做很多事情，做任何你想要做的事情，大家都可以，就是说，互相要尊重。
God says, no, no, no. And the assembly is not like that at all. The assembly is where God is in charge and we must all follow him.
所以呢，神说不不不，教会不是这样的一个地方。这个地方呢，是神在掌管一切的。所以呢，我们来教会的人呢，都要听神的。
And so the sign could be very bad if people said, "Well, that's what the Bible says, and that's what the elders teach." But that's not what I believe. All is well.
所以呢，这个迹象呢是一个非常不好的一个迹象。一个人说呢，啊，这都是圣经说的，这也是教会的长老教导的。但是呢，我不想听这些东西，我不听也没事。
And Paul says that's not the way it must be in Corinth.
所以使徒保罗说呢，这不是应该在哥林多教会应该有的方式。
All right, so I think we got down to verse 20 last time. We'll read 20 and 21 and keep going.
因为我认为上次呢，我们读到了第二十节，所以呢，我们要把哥林多后书第十二章二十节、二十一节读，再继续往下。
So he says in verse 20, he says, I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish.And that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, and tumults.
你这个里面的第二十节说呢，我怕我在难的时候见你们不和我所想望的，你们见我也不和你们所想望的，又怕有争论、嫉妒、恼怒、纷争、诽谤、谗言、狂傲、混乱的事。
What's he saying? He's saying it's quite possible that when I come back, everybody's going to start talking, and some are going to say, "What's he going to do?" And is he right? I think Waldo's right. And they'll all start talking and fighting and complaining, and there'll be mass confusion in the assembly.
现在是什么？他说的是呢，他就说呢，我再来说呢，很有可能发生这样的事情。就是我来了以后呢，大家都开始说话，大家开始互相在说。说的时候呢，这个时候呢，他们说可能使徒保罗是对的，可能某某某某人讲的也是对的。然后呢，他们就可以开始去争论，去争论，去抱怨，抱怨最后呢，造成混乱。
I heard of a situation once, and it went something like this: the assembly were not united.And so, they basically said, we've got to deal with something here.
所以这个里面我听到过这样一些事情，在一些地方就是说有一个教会呢他们不团结，所以呢其实呢里面呢其实他说这里有一些问题，所以我们要像这样这样去对付。
And instead of dealing with it, instead of speaking to the individual, they all talk to themselves.
所以呢他们并没有说去针对那个犯事的人去说，也不是说他们自己一起来解决这个问题，他们都是各说各话。
And basically they said, we dealt with this situation by talking to ourselves behind his back. We weren't bold enough to come out and say the truth. We just chattered amongst ourselves, fought amongst ourselves behind his back. That's the way they were going to do it with Paul.
他就说呢，其实呢，就是说，他说我们听到了这样的一个问题，但是呢，我们没有足够的胆量去跟那个当事人说。其实我们是在他背后，我们自己开会，我们自己说了一下，所以我们自己内部讲了一下，我们并没有去针对那个人去说，去解决这个问题。这就使得保罗在这里所谈到。
Now verse 21 says, unless when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and licentiousness which they have practiced.
这个第二十一节是什么？就是说，且怕我再来的时候，我的神叫我在你们面前惭愧，又因许多人犯了罪行的污秽、淫乱、放荡的事不肯悔改，我就哀哭。
What was the major problem that he was concerned about?
他现在呢关心的那个主要的问题是什么
？And the answer is, it was moral impurity.
所以这里是呢有污秽和淫乱。
These people did not practice one husband, one wife.
所以他们并不实行一夫一妻制。
Now, that was a big problem in Corinth.
所以当时是在哥林多教会存在的巨大的问题。
Is that a big problem in Canada today, in the world today?
这个是当今在加拿大还是在整个世界的主要问题呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
And there are innumerable churches, and there are innumerable denominations of churches or groups of churches that have this problem.
所以呢，在很多的那样的教会里，很多的那样就是所谓的教会里，很多那样的一些像教会这样的组织里面，都存在着这样的问题。
And instead of dealing with it, what they do is they let it grow and fester and become greater and greater, and then they split apart.
所以呢其实呢他们呢并没有去解决这个问题，让它存在呢。然后存在这个问题呢，这个问题就是变得越来越大，越来越大，然后就扩散了，最后呢他们就分开了。
And so there could easily have been two churches in Corinth. One group that says, we agree with God, we agree with the Bible, we agree with Paul, and we are going to do what is right.
所以呢这里有可能在哥林多教会呢有两类人，两组人。一组人呢他们说呢我们要同意神和使徒保罗所说的，我们要把事情做正确。
And the other group could have said, no, we don't agree with all that. We live in the first century. It's not the same as it was in the days of Moses. And we're in Corinth, and the practices are different here.We don't have to be bound by that very restrictive moral standard. We're going to go our own way with our own morals.
所以这个里面呢也有另一组人，另一组人他们在哥林多教会里，他说呢我们现在呢活在第一个世纪，我们并不是活在摩西那个年代，所以摩西那样的年代的那种苛刻的律法呢和那种道德的标准呢对我们来说并不实用，我们现在住在哥林多，我们应该按照我们的道德标准，我们的这样的标准来生活。
And there is a senseIn which this is the major problem in the Christian church in the world today? Do we live by God's moral standards, or will we accept the new morality, which is just the old immorality?
所以这个里面呢，其实呢，就是说是在当今的，在我们世界呢，这些在大都市教会里存在的一个主要的问题。我们是要按照神的标准，按照神的标准道德标准去生活呢，还是就是说呢，我们自己要另设一套道德标准？这这个世界的道德标准，实际上它就是一种不道德的淫乱的标准。
A friend of mine left the assembly that he was involved in. He went to another church out in Langley.
所以我的一个朋友呢，离开了他通常去的那家教会，然后呢，去了一家在兰密的教会。
He felt it was a pretty good church.
他发现呢，这是一个很好的教会。
And this issue of morals came up. Do we follow God's morals, or do we accept the standard of the day when same-sex marriage and other activities are accepted? What do we do?
所以呢，这个呢，现在我们要面临着这样的问题：我们是按照神的标准呢，是按照神的那个准则去做呢，还是按照这个世界的这样的一个标准？甚至他们同意那个同性婚姻的这样的标准，我们是要选择哪一边呢？
So my friend went along to the meeting. They said they were going to discuss this. So he went to the meeting to help make sure everything was done correctly.
所以有的朋友呢，去参加这个会，参加这个会呢，他们说呢，他们要讨论这个事情，要去针对这个事情，所以他去了，也参加那个会议呢，要确保他们讲的东西都是对的。
While he was at the meeting, he thought that that they should spend a little time to find out what God's standard was. So he said, I'd just like to take a few minutes to tell you what the Bible says on this subject.
所以呢，其实呢，在会议中间呢，他发现呢，他应该去告诉他们，就是神的道德标准是什么。所以他说呢，我要花几分钟时间告诉你们圣经里关于这样的事情是怎么样说的。
And the other people at the meeting, all of which would have called themselves Christians, said to him, no, you sit down. We don't want to hear that. We're going to discuss this, but we don't want to hear you tell us what the Bible has to say.
所以这个呢，在那个参加那个会议的其他的人呢，他们称自己为基督徒，所以他们呢都跟他说呢，啊，不，你不能讲，我们不想听圣经里讲的是什么，我们也不想听神的标准，你不要说话。
He thought it was a good church.
他认为他们是一个好教会。
But they did not want to hear the truth of God, and they didn't want to hear him explain the truth of God.
所以呢，但是他们不想听神的真理，也不想听他的朋友跟他们解释神的真理。
Now, one of the greatest miracles that happened in the church in Corinth is that the church in Corinth stayed together. They did not split. That's absolutely amazing.
所以呢，其实呢，在那个当时哥林多教会里面呢，发生的一个奇迹呢，就是他们很非常团结，他们的就非常的就坚持都在一起，他们并没有分裂。
The easiest thing is for Christians to say, you believe this, I believe that, we'll go our own way.
所以对哥林多人来说很容易，就说你相信这个，我信这个，所以咱们各走各的。
God says, no, don't go your own way, go God's way.
神说呢，不，你们不要各走各路，你们要走神的路。
And Paul said, I'm coming back. And when I come back, I'm going to make sure that you have all chosen to go God's way.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我要回来，那所以回来时呢，我要确保你们就走在神的路上。
And so what's our response?
那么我们的反应应该什么样呢？
Number one, we say, Paul, thank you for being bold enough to stand for truth.
所以呢，我们要说呢，使徒保罗，感谢你，感谢你呢，有足够的胆量坚持在站在真理这一边。
And number two, praise the Lord for the Corinthians because they didn't divide. They said, we will stand for truth, Paul, as did Paul. Thank you, Paul.
所以呢,我们就说呢,也要感谢主,感谢主就是哥林多人的教会呢,他们并没有分裂,他们说呢,我们要坚持的站在一起,就是坚持使徒保罗给我们传的那个神的路。
So now, chapter 13 and verse 1, we'll keep reading.
现在第13章第1节,我们继续来读。
He says, this will be the third time I am coming to you by the mouth of two or three witnesses. Every word shall be established.
这是我第三次要到你们去，两三个人见证人的口，句句都要定准。
So Paul says, when I come back, we're going to deal with this. And this is the way we'll deal with it. We are going to ask people, and they will testify. We'll have a meeting of the assembly. We'll get all the people together, and we'll say, now, Mr. So-and-so, it's reputed that you have not lived a moral life. And the witnesses will be called, two witnesses, three witnesses, to establish the man's innocence or the man's guilt.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说呢，我使徒保罗说，我回来的时候呢，我要这么去针对这个问题，我要去召唤那些证人。我们要对那些不遵守那个道德标准的人，就说呢，你生活在一个淫乱的生活，所以呢，我们要来招两三个证人来证明你所做的事是你是有罪的还是无辜的。
Well, if you were guilty of sin, would you want the whole assembly to sit as a jury and the witnesses be called to testify about your character? Is that what you want?
所以呢，如果你是那个有罪的那一方的话呢，就是你愿意整个教会作为陪审团，然后你被呼召过来作为被告，然后呢，再来找几个证人来证明你的品格，你想要这么做吗？
So Paul says, if it isn't settled, that's the way I'm going to handle it. You'd better settle it now.
所以呢，就是说呢，使徒保罗说呢，如果你那个问题没有解决，你最好现在就解决。如果我来的时候呢，我一定会把它解决掉。
So he says in verse 2, I told you this before, and I tell you before, as if I were present the second time. And now being absent, I write to those who have sinned before and to all the rest that if I come again, I will not spare.
所以第二节说过，如今不在你们那里，又写信说，正如我第二次见你们的时候所说的一样，就是对那犯了罪的和其余的人说，我若再来，必不宽容。
Is this pretty authoritative? Is this pretty important? Yes, says the Lord, these things have got to be dealt with.
所以这个事情是非常的有权威的吗？是非常重要的吗？是的，主说呢，他一定要解决这样的问题。
Now he says, since you seek a proof of me, a proof of Christ speaking in me, who is not weak toward you, but mighty in you, for though I was crucified in weakness, for though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God.
第三节、第四节前半部分说，你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的证据，基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。他虽因软弱被钉在十字架上，却因神的大能仍然活着。
So he's saying, since you seek a proof of me, this is the proof that I'm the servant of the Lord. I am going to hold official court when I come to the assembly, and we are going to deal with this problem.
所以他说呢，你们要寻找我在基督你的凭据。那么说呢，我就现在要给你们这样的凭据。当我再次来的时候呢，我要就是建立一个正式的法庭来审判你们所做的事情。
And then he draws the example now of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他就那引用了主耶稣基督的一个例子。
And he basically says, though Jesus was crucified in weakness, that happened at the cross, yet now he lives by the power of God.
对他说呢，主耶稣呢，虽然因软弱被钉在十字架上，却有神的大能，仍然活着。
So, it's true that when the Lord Jesus Christ was alive, he did not always deal with problems this way.
所以呢，这个也是一个事实。当主耶稣基督还在这个世界上的时候呢，其实他并不是通常的用这种方式去针对问题。
But that doesn't mean that we don't need to deal with these problems. If there are problems in the assembly, they have got to be dealt with.
所以这并不是证明呢，我们不用去针对那些问题。如果在一个教会里真的存在问题，我们必须要去针对这个问题。
And the Lord Jesus now lives in the power of God and acts as the judge in his assembly.
所以呢，现在主耶稣基督呢，他借着神的大能，现在是活着的。所以呢，他现在是他的教会的法官。
So he says, we also, Timothy and me, we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God. Toward you, I'm going to come toward you as the delegate of the Lord to ensure that you're walking God's way.
这个里面的时候呢，在他里面，我们也就是他和提摩太，我们也是软弱的，但因神的所向你们所显的大能呢，我们也必与他一同活着。那就是说呢，我也要借着神的大能来去针对解决你们所存在的问题。
And so he says in verse 5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Prove yourselves.Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?
第五节就是说呢，你们总要审查自己是否在信心里，也要验证自己，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就是耶稣基督在你们里面吗？
So he's basically saying, there are some of you who lived immoral lives before.And you have repented. And there are others who lived immoral lives before, and you say you're Christians, but you have not repented.
所以他基本上说呢，你们有些人呢，以前呢是过着一个淫乱的生活，但是你们却悔改了。但是你们有些人呢，以前也过着淫乱的生活，现在你成为基督徒的，你们还是没有悔改。
And then he's saying, if in fact you haven't repented, then are you really a Christian or are you not? And it's possible that there were many who were supposedly in the assembly in Corinth who behaved outwardly like Christians, but inwardly they had not repented of these terrible sins and consequently they were notBelievers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他基本上说呢，从某种意义上说，如果你是那个还没有悔改的人，那么说呢，我就不知道你到底是基督徒还是不是基督徒。这个呢，也是一个方面，就是说呢，其实他们这些人呢，有些人呢，在当时的教会里，他们外表看起来呢，像是个基督徒，其实他们从内心来说呢，并没有悔改，他们在以前的犯下的那些淫乱的罪，因此呢，从这个意义上来说，他们不是真的信徒。
Is everyone who is in fellowship apparently in the assembly, are they all true believers?
所以呢，在教会里看起来经常来教会的那些人呢，他们都是真信徒吗？
Or verse 5, are some of them disqualified? They're not true believers at all. They shouldn't be there.
所以呢，即使呢，就是说呢，第五节说呢，很多人呢就不合格做基督徒。如果你不合格，你就不应该来教会。
And so he's saying, listen, There may be some who have not properly repented. He's saying, you repent before I come. But if you don't repent before I come, we'll deal with it then, and we will expose you, and that will be terrible. So he's saying, repent. You may not be a true believer. You repent so that you are a true believer.
对，那他说那就是你们中间那些完没有完全悔改的人，那你现在呢最好是悔改。悔改呢就是说呢，就是说如果我来了以后，你们还不悔改的话呢，我要把你的事情公开给其他的人看，所以这是一件不好的事情。如果说呢你现在不是信徒，你悔改了，悔改了以后呢，你就还是个信徒，真信徒。
And so he said, don't wait till I come. You examine yourself now to ensure that you are a true believer.
所以他说呢，你不要等我来了再说，就是说你现在就要验证自己，验证自己，确保你是个真信徒。
And then he says, and I trust that you will know that we're not disqualified. We're true believers.
他就是其实跟他说呢，他保罗跟那个跟希拉，他说我们是真信徒，我们并没有不合格。And
then he carries on with the slightly modified theme. He says, "Now I pray to God that you do no evil, but that we should appear approved. Sorry, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem." Disqualified.
然后第七节的记述呢，我求神叫你们不作恶，这不是要显明我们是蒙悦纳的，而是要你们行事端正，任凭人看我们是被弃绝的吧。He's
saying that what we're expecting of you is you do no evil. Don't do that.
所以在这里所讲的是，就是说，我知道你们都知道恶是什么，不要行恶。And
he says, I'm saying, don't do that, just so that I can say, I'm pretty good, I told you not to do it, and you didn't do it.
所以呢，这个呢，他说，我说呢，你不要去做，这并不是说呢，我是很好的一个人，我告诉你不要去做，你并没有去做。And
he's saying, what I'm saying to you is, that you should do what is honorable. Doesn't really matter what you think of me. All that matters is you must do what is honorable. Good for you, Paul.
他说呢，其实呢，他说你要做事呢，你们行事呢都要端正。你们要端正，你不管我是谁，我们是谁不重要。所以呢，你们要做事要行端正。所以保罗对你来说是件好事。
And then he says, for we can do nothing, excuse me, against the truth, but for the truth.
所以第八节说，我们凡事不能抵挡真理，只能为了真理。
The whole issue here is, if you put your finger on something that is wrong, what is likely to happen?
所以呢，现在的事实是说，如果你去指指点点什么是错的，那么你认为什么事情会发生呢？
The answer is, when you start dealing with problems, you will find people who will accuse you.
所以呢，你就发现呢，当你去指出别人的问题的时候呢，别人反过来会指责你。
When a little child is rebuked, what's likely to happen?
当一个小孩呢被责备的时候，你认为会发生什么呢？
Well, the first thing is that little Johnny, if he's rebuked, will probably blame the problem on Billy or somebody else.
现在这些问题呢，就是说呢，当一个小Johnny他被那个责备的时候呢，他会把那个责任推卸到其他的朋友，向他的朋友Billy身上去。
And then if that doesn't work, the little boy will often blame the problem on mommy.
所以呢，如果这个呢，没有用的话呢，这个小孩呢，通常说呢，这个他的问题是妈妈的错。And
he may say a lot of bad things about mommy when she's disciplining him.
但当呢，他可能就是说呢，说他妈妈很多的坏话，当他妈妈那个，就是管教他的时候。
And I heard the story a long time ago about a girl who was punished in school.
因为很久以前听到这个故事，一个小女孩在学校被受到惩罚。
And the girl said, my father is a policeman and he is going to punish you for talking to me like that.
现在那个小女孩说呢，我的爸爸是警察，所以如果你这样跟我说话，我爸爸会惩罚你的。
And so, you're going to get the same kind of rebuke in dealing with the things in the church. If people deal with them, they will expect all kinds of bad things will be said against them.
所以呢，这个呢，你在教会里也会出现类似的情况。如果你去责备一些人的话呢，管教一些人，他会反过来去被说你的很多的坏话。
And on occasion, I've had to deal with things like this.In the assembly.
现在在教会里有一次呢，我必须来解决这样的问题。
And frankly, I was amazed at the bad things that people said about me.
所以呢，当时呢感到很惊奇呢，那个人呢他说了我很多的坏话。
So what do you do?
你会怎么说？
Do you say, if I deal with this, people are going to say bad things against me, so I won't deal with it? Or do you say, doesn't matter what they say against me, I must do what God says I must do. We're going to deal with the problem.
所以呢，你就说呢，我去解决这个问题，然后那些人呢，就说我的坏话，我因此而不去跟他解决这个问题呢，还是呢，就是说呢，我要按照神告诉我的标准去解决这样的问题，不管他说我什么，说我什么坏话。
So he says, but we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth, for we are glad when we are weak and you are strong.
那这就是说呢，我们凡事不能抵挡真理，只是为了真理。即使我们软弱，你们刚强，我们也欢喜。
And he is basically saying, even if you say bad things against me, I want you to know that I am going to do what is right. I may appear to be weak, but as long as you correct yourselves and be strong, as long as you obey and repent, then I will be happy.
所以他基本上就是说呢，就是我要去做我该做的事情，不管你说不说我的坏话，就算你说我的坏话呢，就是我可能会软弱，那么你们会刚强。就算呢，因为呢你说了我坏话，不管我对我来说呢，不管我是谁，如果你刚强了呢，我就会很欢喜。
So what do you think about these words so far? Do you think that Paul is pretty bold?
所以呢，目前呢，目前为止，你听到这些话，你是怎么想呢？你认为，使徒保罗非常大胆吗
？Where else do you find loving, compassion, reasonable, and imperative words like this？
所以呢，你从哪里找到像这样的，就是有这样的同情呢、啊，有这样的爱呀、啊，有这样的一些。就说鼓励人的这样的些话呢
Very rarely do you find words so strong as you read here in 2 Corinthians.
所以呢就是除了你在这里读到哥林多后书这里读到这些强硬的词以外你在其他地方很少读到像这样强硬的词。
And now Paul says in verse 10, Therefore, I write these things being absent,Lest being present, I should use sharpness according to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction.
所以第十节是他说的，所以我不在你们那里的时候呢，把这些事写给你们，免得我见你们的时候呢，照主所给我的权柄严厉的待你们。这权柄原是为了造就人，并不是为败坏人。
So,Has he used sharpness already?
现在已经有了用了他的这样的东西吗
？No. He's saying, you are amazed at what I've been telling you in my writing, but when I come to meet you, I will be far stronger. I will be far sharper in my cutting.Than I have been in my words. You had better repent now, because when I come, you will wish that you had repented now.
所以他说呢，你们感到很惊奇，我给你们写的这些尖锐的、强硬的话。所以呢，你最好呢，就算你这样你都感到惊奇，那你最好听我的，因为到我来的时候呢，我会用的方法呢，用的话呢，更加的尖锐，更加的强硬。我要去更加的就是大胆的去把这些事再给你们做。
Why does he say such strong language?
他为什么要讲这么强硬的话呢
?Answer verse 10, because he says, I'm acting according to the authority which the Lord has given me.
他说这里是照主所给我的权柄严厉的带你们。
He says, I've been given authority to build you up, to edify you, to make you strong.
他说呢，其实呢，我有这样的权柄，这样的权柄呢，去造就你们，去让建立你们，让你们变得强大起来。
He says, I've not been given the authority to tear you down, to lower you. I've been given the authority to build you up.
那我并没有给这样的权柄呢，去压低你们，去让你们变得，把你们，就是拆毁，而是呢，给有这样的权柄呢，去建造你们，把你们建立的刚强。
He says, if I don't deal with this, you won't be built up.
但如果我不这么做呢，那你们就不会被建造。
He says, if I don't do this, the seeds of destruction will be allowed to be there, and you will ultimately be destroyed.
他说我不这么做的话呢，那么你们被毁灭的种子已经埋下了，最终呢，你们会被毁灭的。
And so you say, well, good for you, Paul. Praise the Lord. You're a strong man. You're a good man. And you said, we're not going to play games here. We're going to tell the truth.
你为什么呢保罗呢你太棒了你因为你现在呢你这样去做呢你是说去把那个大胆的把真理呢讲给他们让他们去知道你所说的事情你是为了去要建造他们而不是去摧毁他们。
And now, verse 11.
现在第十一节。
He says, finally, brethren, farewell.Become complete.
所以他说最后愿弟兄们都喜乐要完全。
What kind of Christians does the Lord expect us to be?
所以呢神呢主呢希望我们成为哪一样的基督徒呢
When I went to university, they decided that they would grade us, and they would give us percentage points.
所以呢在我在学校的时候大学的时候呢他们决定给我们分级就打分的话呢要按照那个百分比呢打分。
And for some reason, they said, we're going to give points for your work anywhere from 0 to 100%.
他说呢我们要给你打分呢不管你是从你从哪里工作你的工作是0到100分。
And they said, actually, if you get 50%, that's a pass.
所以他们说的坦诚那如果你得到了50分就是 50%, 那么你已经及格了。
So I was pretty encouraged when I first heard about that. I thought, you know, if I just get a little more than half of the answers correct, I'll pass.
其实当时呢我干的作为一个小这个男孩呢我就觉得非常的受鼓励。我说呢如果我只是答对了一半的答案我就及格了。
I said, I'm not very good at perfection, but, I think I could probably do just a little bit better than being half right.
所以呢他说呢我并不擅长于就是做到完美。那么说呢如果我就说呢就稍微的一半的答案对我应该是可以的。
And then I found out that if you got 80% or more, you would get a first class. That would be really good.
所以呢你就会发现呢如果你得了80分以上的话你就是最低等级的。
I tried, but it was very hard to get 80%.
我试过了，但是那非常难，得八十分。
Now what is Paul saying here?
现在使徒保罗在这里怎么说的
？He's saying, "Become complete."
哎，他说呢，你要要完全。
He says to the Corinthians, "I don't want a bunch of 50% Corinthians, half right, half wrong."
所以他说呢，你们记得哥林多人呢，我不想要你们就是只得那一半的分，不要一半对一半错。
He said, "The Lord has called you. Make sure that you are complete."
所以呢，他说主呢已经呼召了你们，所以你们要确保你们自己完全。
Now, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you're 100% incomplete.
所以呢，当你呢信了主耶稣基督以后呢，你是100%的完成了。
And it's true positionally, he makes you complete in Jesus.
这个也是个事实呢，他在主耶稣基督里面呢，让你得完全。
But he says to the Corinthians, you have got to become 100% complete in practice.
所以他跟哥林多人说呢，你们在实践的过程中呢，你们要100%的完全。
And the Corinthians probably could say, I'm actually pretty good as a Christian, you know.
所以那些哥林多的人呢，他可能说呢，哎，你知道吗？我是个很好的基督徒嘞。
I'm a whole lot better than I used to be.
我比我以前要好多了。
And I read my Bible and I carry on. I do a lot of things that are good. I'm not perfect, but I'm doing pretty well.
是不是我每天读圣经呢，我也做了很多好事，但是我并不完美，但是我还是个很好的人。
Paul says that's not what the church ought to be. The people who attend the church, the people who come to the church have their objective to become complete like Jesus.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，这个并不是说一个教会里应该有的状态。那些人呢，来到教会的那些人呢，他们的目标呢，应该是完全的像耶稣基督。
Okay, so what do you say to that?
那你怎么说呢？
Do you say, well, that's impossible?
你说那是不可能的吗？
And from a human point of view, I suppose it is impossible. But the Lord says, you let Jesus make you complete.
所以呢，从人的观点来说呢，当然是不可能的。但是呢，主耶稣基督说呢，他会使你完全的。
And so instead of saying to the Corinthians, finally, brethren, farewell, become complete, that's impossible.
因为他就在最后，他要跟那个哥林多的弟兄说的话呢，就说呢，你们要完全，这是可能的。
He doesn't say that's impossible. What he says is this. He says, finally, brethren, farewell, become complete, be of good comfort.
所以他说呢，他并没有说这是不可能的。他说呢，最后愿弟兄们都喜乐，要完全，要受安慰。
Let the truth of God work in your heart to make you complete. Don't run away, but say, Lord, I want you to help me. Like these Corinthians, you say, Lord, I'm going to check my heart. And before Paul comes, I'm going to get rid of those things that ought not to be there.
所以呢，他说呢，其实呢，就是要让神的真理在你的内心做工，让你自己变得完整。这是完全的话呢，就是说呢，现在呢，你不完全，你就说呢，我现在要努力让自己变得完全。然后呢，就是说呢，等使徒保罗来的时候呢，我已经变得完全了。
And then he says, be of one mind.
这就是说呢，要同心合意。
Now, because of the much sin in the church at Corinth, there were lots of opinions on lots of subjects, and many times there was clear difference of opinion.
所以这个里面呢，其实因为在哥林多教会的那些罪，其实他们在里面呢有很多的不同的观点，也会让很多的不同的事情上呢，他们会产生很多不同的看法和观点。
So he says, "You live in peace." And let the God of love and peace be with you.
也就是说呢，你们要和睦相处，如此呢，仁爱和平的神呢，必与你们同在。
Well, that's a very, very encouraging conclusion.
所以这是一个非常非常的令人鼓舞的一个结论。
If you were to read 1 and 2 Corinthians very quickly, you might conclude like this. You might say, there is no hope for that assembly. Those people, they're in bad shape. There's no hope for them.
因为如果你一直读那哥林多前书和后书，那你说这些人呢，完全呢是没有希望的，完全没有盼望的。他们在那里呢，做了那么多坏事，他们都是一些坏人。
But the Lord, that Paul is basically saying here, listen, you follow the Lord, you do what I've told you, and the end of verse 11, the God of love and of peace will be with you. Hallelujah.
也就是说呢，其实保罗就是说呢，你们要在跟主去圣主圣主那，然后你们要和睦相处，要同心合意，这样仁爱和平的神呢，必与你们同在啊，哈利路亚。
Was there hope for the church in Corinth?
对那个在哥林多的那个教会，他有希望吗
？And the answer is yes. Great hope, great potential for the church in Corinth. In spite of all the things that were wrong, there was a wonderful future for them if they humbled themselves before the Lord and dealt with these sins.
所以呢，当然是呢，他们有很大的希望，有极大的希望。尽管呢，他们在那里存在那么多的问题，其实呢，他们依然有潜在的那样的大的盼望和希望。如果他们在主里谦卑顺服主，然后解决他们自己的问题悔改的话，他们有极大的希望。
All right, now.Verse number 12 says, greet one another with a holy kiss.
所以第十二节说你们彼此以圣洁的亲吻问安。
What is a kiss?
那么亲嘴是什么
?Well, in many respects, a kiss is a loving sign. It's a sign of deep affection.
所以这个呢，在很多的场合呢，这个亲吻呢，是一个就是说是爱的一个表示，而且是从你的里面的那个深刻的爱的表达。
That's how it should be in an assembly. We should love one another with a deep affection. I would like to kiss you, Paul said.
所以呢，这是应该在教会里发生的事情呢。每个人的内心呢，都要有极深的感情带着的爱。所以使徒保罗说呢，你们哥林多人，我想亲吻你们。
Don't be angry with one another.
你不要互相发怒。
Don't be offended by one another.
不要呢互相呢也感到受冒犯。
Don't try to take advantage of one another.
不要占别人的便宜。
Reach out and kiss one another.
所以过去去亲吻，互相亲吻。
All right, now there's a problem here, and that is that, frankly, we don't do a whole lot of kissing at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以这里呢存在一个问题，我们在第十六届福音教会呢，并没有说一直的互相亲吻。
And I've always had trouble with this. I look at it again, and I see the little phrase that says.Greet one another with a holy kiss.
所以呢，就是呢，我通常呢，在这个地方呢，有存在一个很大的问题。我就看了一下，这里先是也圣洁的亲吻。
Not all kisses in the world are holy kisses.
在这个世界上呢，并不是说所有的亲吻呢都是圣洁的亲吻。
And I'm not sure that I don't really know what a holy kiss is in our society. So I'm not in the habit of kissing people. But in my heart, I've got to say, Harold, do you love them?
所以呢，我常测试说的，我不知道这个圣洁亲吻在我们的社会里是什么。所以呢，我也没有这样的习惯去亲吻任何人。但是呢，我问在我自己的内心，我问自己说 ，Harold， 你爱他们吗？
And in a holy sense, I want to reach out and kiss everyone that I know in the assembly. That's the way it should be.
所以从一个圣洁的方式来说呢，我想去亲吻在教会里的每一个人， 这就是说是应该有的这样的一个方式。
And then the next line says, all the saints greet you.
所以第三节是众圣徒都问你们安。
How many would that be?
这是有多少人呢？
Well, that would be all the saints.
这是所有的圣徒。
Those saints that were very, very proud of the Corinthians, they would greet them.
所以呢，其实那些人呢，他们其实是非常非常以他们为傲的人，也问他们。
Those saints that were not proud of the Corinthians, maybe those saints who were ashamed of the Corinthians, they would greet them too.
所以那些呢，并不以哥林多那些人为傲的，或者是为他们感到羞耻的那些圣徒呢，也问他们。
Well, if they were ashamed of them, if they didn't agree with them, why would they greet them?
如果他们呢，就是说呢，以他们为耻，他们也不同意他们，为什么他们要问他们呢？
And the answer would be because they were praying for them.
这答案是呢，是因为他们为他们祷告。
They would say, we greet you because I want you to know I spent a lot of time last night praying for you.
所以呢，他说我们要想问你们，那是因为昨天晚上我花了大量的时间为你们祷告。
So verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
所以第十四节说呢，愿主耶稣基督的恩典、神的爱、圣灵的相交与你们众人同在。阿们。
Who is involved in this great work of building the church in Corinth?
所以谁呢牵扯到这些，就是说这样一样伟大的工作，为哪哥林多的这个教会去工作的呢？
And the answer is each of the three persons of the Holy Trinity.
所以呢，答案是呢，就是说，在那个三位一体的那个神里的每一位都在这里面。
First of all, it's the love of God.
首先呢，是神的爱。
Does God love you? Does God love me?
所以神爱你吗？神爱我吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And these truths fill us. We read the Bible and we marvel at God who loves us.
所以呢，这些真理呢，它一直在体现我呢，就神呢爱我们。
But we need more than love from God. We need the gifts of love.
所以呢，其实呢，我们在神那里呢，我们需要的更多的东西，超过就是除了爱以外，我们需要呢爱的恩赐。
And so the Lord Jesus Christ came with the gifts of love. It's called the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He keeps on giving us things that we don't deserve, but we need.
所以主耶稣就来了，他就是那恩赐，他就是神赐给我们的恩赐，他就是叫做呢主耶稣基督的恩典。所以主耶稣基督他一直赐给我们我们需要的东西。
And then there's the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
然后也圣灵的相交。
The word here is communion, and it really means fellowship. It's the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以这里面讲到的呢就是一个相交，相交呢其实在这里基本上意思呢就是说圣灵对你的帮助。
God loves us. Jesus comes along and gives us the things we need and the Holy Spirit comes along enabling us to benefit from the love of God and the things that we need. He helps us as we go.
所以呢，神呢爱我们，主耶稣基督来呢，赐给我们想要的，赐给我们所需要的东西。那圣灵呢，帮助我们呢，让我们就可以从这个神的爱里得到益处，然后呢，就可以让我们有这样的能力呢，去接受主耶稣基督赐给我们的东西。
The three members of the Godhead, but delightfully, the three things we need: love from God, grace to meet our needs, and the fellowship of the Spirit to support us, to help us, to use us, to be with us at all times, encouraging us.
因为这个神的三位一体是三位，那其实都在这里。而神的爱，然后主耶稣基督的恩典，恩典是我们赐给我们需要的东西。然后呢，圣灵的相交，圣灵相交呢，它是帮助我们，帮助我们去在得到这样的恩典，去感受到神的爱。
There are three in the Godhead. Which one is there to help us?
所以在神性里面呢，有三位，那么哪一位在帮助我们呢？
The answer is all three are for us in every sense of the word.
所以呢，其实呢，答案是呢，所有的三位呢，都是在这里帮助我们。
Well, that's basically our study of 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
所以这个基本上是我们哥林多前后书的学习。
And Lord willing, next week we'll carry on to the book of Galatians. And frankly, for me that'll be a little bit of a difficult study because there's some parts of it that I find more difficult to understand than others.
所以主若许可呢，下个星期我们一起来学那个加拉太书。加拉太书的坦率的说呢，对我来说呢，就是有点难度，因为其实站在加拉太书里的呢。 有些经文呢，我发现呢很难理解。But
we still have a few minutes. Are there any questions that we might try to deal with in 1st or 2nd Corinthians or elsewhere that we could deal with in the few minutes that lie ahead?
第二个呢，我们还有一些时间，一些时间呢，大家有没有问题？这个问题呢是关于《哥林多前后书》或者说其他的地方呢，就是你也存在的问题呢，我们今天可以来去解答一些问题。
And I certainly don't know that I'm going to be able to answer the questions, but at least we can take a look at them. If you have a question, why don't we raise it at this point?
现在其实呢，我不是很确定呢，就是说我能够完全回答你的问题，但是起码呢，我们可以来去针对这个问题，去了解一下这个问题。所以呢，如果你有任何的问题，这个时间是提出问题的最好的时间。
I should have given you more advance warning. Take your time.
所以呢，我应该是早一点提示你们，所以你们大家呢花点时间呢想想有什么问题。
What do you think? If you don't have a question, do you have a comment?
你们怎么想？你们如果没有问题的话呢，有没有一些自己的看法？
Something to help clarify what maybe I have confused.
所以呢，如果有些事情呢，你觉得我让你们觉得混乱的话，可以澄清一下。
那么我要问一个问题吧。就是我们最近在读那个以斯拉记和尼希米记哈，还有就是但以理书和以西结书，就是对回归，以斯拉记和尼希米记讲的是回归，对但以理和以西结书讲的，他们是一直待在巴比伦，这两个先知，这两个神的仆人都待在。 都待在巴比伦，他们没有回归，就是，就这四本书，就神借着这两组人物，他给我们现在的生活有什么指导？就对于我们在有的在苦境中的人，在困难中的人， 神就想他给我们大概总结一下吧，就这两组。
The previous question is in the Book of Ezra and also Nehemiah. So she said that in these two books, this is the Israelites, they came back to the land. And also in the Daniel and Ezekiel, this is didn't talk about they come back to their own after promised land. So he said this is a two group of people. So what this two group of people, their situation can apply to our life today?
All right. That's a very good question, Phoebe. And I'm not sure that I fully understand it. I'm going to start out with a general comment on the question and then on the questions. That is that when I asked you for questions, you were all diligently looking to see if you could find a suitable question. I want to thank you for that. It was very good.
对的，这是一个非常好的问题，菲比。就是说呢，但是呢，他就是说不确定他是不是完全理解你的问题是什么，但是呢，他觉得呢，他会从一个总的方面，就是一个广泛的方面回答一下你的问题。然后呢，他说呢，就是说刚才他问你们，大家也问题的时候呢，你们大家都在很极力的去想问题，所以他非常感谢大家。
So thank you. Phoebe's question relates to the fact that in Ezra and Nehemiah, the people of God went back.
现在菲比的问题是在以斯拉和尼西米记里的那些人，以色列人他们回来。
And Phoebe, I missed the point about Daniel and Ezekiel. You say they didn't mention that they'd gone back.
Yeah.
Explain that part.
Her question is in the two book, this day in the Babylon or something like that.
No, I didn't get that either, Roy. Try again.
I think she said in Daniel and Ezekiel, the people, they didn't come back.
Yes. All right. Well, first of all, in Daniel, we don't read that they came back because it was at the end of the book of Daniel or even after the end of the book of Daniel that they had the opportunity to go back.
现在在那个但以理书呢，我们又读到他们回归的话呢，是因为事实这样回归的事情呢，是发生在但以理书结束以后。
Remember, Daniel was taken one of the first captives. They were going to be in prison for 70 years. And so Daniel goes as a teenager, and it's 70 years later. He's probably in his 80s or 90s when the proclamation to go back takes place. Daniel doesn't write about that.
所以呢，其实呢，就是说是但以理，他当时呢被掳去的时候呢，他是个青少年。青少年呢，我们也知道他们要被掳呢，超过70年。70年的时候呢，但是呢，70年以后，但以理呢应该是很大的年龄了。但那年龄当时呢，宣称他们要回去的时候呢，其实但以理呢，就他就没有记载回去的事情。
And the focus of Ezekiel's ministry appears to be a broader focus than a return.
所以呢，就是说那个以西结束的他的那个焦点呢，他应该他的重点关注在呢，不仅仅是比那个就回归要更重要的事情。
He's talking historically about their sin and prophetically about a day beyond their returning to Jerusalem. It's a farther focused prophecy.
所以这个里面呢，它主要是讲到的呢，就是说他们的罪，他们罪，然后呢，最终呢，他们呢，就是说预言，他们最终呢，是要是完成这个回归，其实是在这之前，在他们回归之前的做出的预言。
So much of Ezekiel's prophecy is even beyond us today.
所以呢，其实呢，大多数以西结书里的做出来的预言呢，是超过了当时的那些是在将来的一些事情。
So, there is a sense in which the prophetic, picture is that the Jews were supposed to go from bondage back to Jerusalem. And many did in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah.
也就是呢讲到的呢就是说那已经预言呢他们以色列人他们在后来要回归的时候呢这样的大多数的事情呢都是其实做出的预言是在以斯拉记和那个以西米记里。
But many didn't go back. And the instructions in Ezekiel, focus a lot on those who didn't go back.
所以呢其实呢就是他们本来应该回去但是大多数人却没有回去。没有回去呢所以以西结书呢就是针对那些没有回去的人而写。
Alright, so in some respects now, I have forgotten, or I have not dealt with the specific issues that you addressed, and in part because I'm not sure that I still understand the question. Can you be more specific? Now I've given you a general background.
他说呢，其实呢，就是在他还没有回答你那个总的，就是你提出来的问题，他其实不是很理解你的问题到底是什么，所以说是如果你再把你的问题重复一遍呢，他可能会给你一个就是给广泛的一个总的一个答案。
其实我就是想就是对于被流放的人来讲，他们可能有的人一生要待在巴比，有的人可能就他们，就可能有机会回去，可能就是说，可能神是在通过这些人，在鼓励那些被流放的人，在困难中的人，就看通过这两组人，是不是给了他们一些就是给他们不同的呼召和不同的盼望。
Okay.
我刚才讲清楚了吗？我讲的主要是对于流放的人来讲，他们的盼望。
Yeah.
和他们不同的，在不同命运下的盼望，不同的时期的盼望。
不同时期盼望，你说是对于我们当下的有什么样的？
对，就是说当你一个人，可能你在你的困境中，在你的苦境中，可能就像一个被流放的人一样。就是你是不是还是就是如果神让你待在巴比伦，那么你怎么生活？如果你有那个盼望回到那个耶路撒冷，那么我们就让他再给我们就是给一些这些就是在属灵上给我们一些更深的盼望，对那些流放的人来讲。
So actually, I think she said that this is some people they are.Exiled and was captived, that they will stay that in Babylon for whole life. Some people they got a chance to go back to Jerusalem. Some people didn't have a chance to go back to Jerusalem. So she said the Lord writes this in the Bible, just two group of people. One group of people, they just will stay that captivity place forever. And another group, they will have an opportunity or chance to go back. So this is, she said, this is like we today for many of us, some of us,just as we will stay in, just like in captivity for whole life. Some people, that's as they have a chance to go back to Jerusalem. So this is just like people in difficulty, they just similar like be captivity. So this is so I think she wanted to know that in a spiritual sense, when the Lord wrote this in the Bible, he wanted to encourage us how to encourage those people who were captivity.
All right. Well, again, I'm not sure that I fully comprehend the question. I'm certainly sure that I don't fully comprehend the answer.
但是呢，再一次呢，他就说呢，他不是很确定他完全理解的这个问题呢，或者说呢，他但是他很确定呢，他不是很可能给你完整答案。But
I think the first thing for us to make sure is that they all had the opportunity to go back. It wasn't that Cyrus said some can go back and others can't go back. They all had the opportunity to go back.
所以呢，其实首先有一件事大家说的呢，就是所有的那些被掳的人呢，他们都有机会回去。所以呢，并不是说那个大人是王说你们中间有些人可以回去，有些人不能回去。Now,
they didn't all go back. And we've been talking recently about Eli Nesem and his family.
所以呢，其实他们并没有完全回去。我们最近谈到了那个林医生和他的家人。Eli
Nesem's family went to Babylon in the captivity of Nebuchadnezzar 2,600 years ago.
所以呢，林医生和他家人呢，就是说呢，他们被掳到那个巴比伦，在尼布甲尼撒的时候呢，在大概几百年之前。
And Eli Nesem's family didn't leave Babylon probably for 2,400 years.
所以他的那个林利子的家人呢，他们没有离开巴比伦，大概是两千四百年。
They could have gone back, but they chose not to go back.
他们并没有回去，但是呢，他们可以回去，但他们选择不回去。
So the question is, why didn't they go back? And the answer is probably because they said, Jerusalem is destroyed. We've got a comfortable life here in Babylon. I've got a good job and it's going to be disruptive on the family. I won't go back.
所以呢，他们不会去，就是回去的有可能的原因呢，就是说呢，耶路撒冷城已经被摧毁了，所以呢，他们在这里呢，有一个很舒适的生活，他们在这里有工作，有什么的，所以都有，所以他们可能不愿意回去。And
in particular, the story of Esther and her uncle, cousin, whoever he was, Mordecai, they didn't go back.
所以呢，实际上呢，从事实上呢，那个以斯拉他的那个叔叔啊，或者什么，反正不管他是谁，是叫那个莫迪盖，他并没有回去。I
think they didn't go back probably because Mordecai said, I've got a good government job. I don't know that I want to go back to Jerusalem.
所以呢，其实上呢，他认为莫迪凯他不回去的原因呢，说我现在政府里有一份很好的工作，我干嘛要回到耶路撒冷去？And
I think when his cousin or niece, I can't remember the precise relationship, but when she was taken into the harem of Ahasuerus, he probably said, I should have gone back.
现在其实呢，我认为呢，他的那个侄女还是什么，但是他不是很清楚他们之间那个关系。当他们被带到那个黑门那里去的时候，他说呢，其实我早就应该回去了。Now,
those who didn't go back, the gospel was continually preached to them, and it's true that Mordecai and Esther were able to be used of God for the blessing of the people of God, but they should have gone back.
现在结束的那些呢，就是说是啊，没有回去的人呢，其实福音呢继续向他们去传。其实呢，在当时呢，就是莫迪凯呢，莫迪凯和那个以斯帖呢，其实他们实际上呢，他很确定神呢用他们呢赐福了其实以色列人。
So it's true that there are many people in our day, Christians and non-Christians, who are in great difficulty.
所以这个也事实，但我们的在我们的这个时期呢，不管是基督徒还是非基督徒，他们是都存在都在困境中。
But the answer, to their problem is the same as the answer to your problem and mine. We've got to go to the Lord. We've got to go back to the Lord in order to get His help in our circumstances.
因为在他们的就是那些人的答案，对你我现今天的这样的答案呢，就是呢，就是说是我们应该去找主，去找主，让主来帮助我们，就是解决我们现在的困境。
There isn't two roads in the world today. There's only one road. The road is always to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
现在在世界上呢，可能有两条路，但是呢，只有一条路是引向主耶稣基督的，因为主基督他就是道路，他就是真理。
So I'm not sure if that's really what you meant by difficulty, but, that's my answer so far.
彼得不是很确定的，你那个困境到底什么意思？这就是他到目前为止给你的答案。
Yeah, very encouraged. Yeah, no matter what happens, you stay in difficulty, or you not lead you out of difficulty, but the only way is to return.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Very helpful. Very helpful.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, our time is gone, and.We're very thankful.
所以我们时间也到了，那非常的感恩，因为刚菲比说对他帮助很大，我们永远要去转向主。
Next week, Lord willing, we'll take a look at the book of Galatians.
所以下个星期主若许可，我们来学习加拉太书。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that the grace of God.Was so great.
所以呢，主啊，我们非常感恩神的恩典是如此的巨大。
We're thankful that you reached out to the Corinthians. We're thankful that they responded to the counsel of the Apostle Paul. We're thankful that you blessed them.
所以呢，我们非常感恩的也是你去接触到哥林多他们那样的问题，他们也对那个使徒保罗呢，就是说呢，做出了正当的反应，你也赐福了给他们。
And Lord, we in like manner thank you that the gospel was presented to us, but we pray that as the Corinthians responded, so we will respond to the truth of God and live lives that will bring Him much glory.
所以主啊，我们也感谢您呢，就是福音呢，就是向我们在我们面前，我们也感谢呢，我们也祷告，就像我们要那样的，像哥林多那样人做出反应去悔改，然后呢，活出一个给神带来荣耀的这样的人生。
And so we give thanks now for your kindness to us. Bless us each one. We pray.
所以我们对您的慈爱呢，献上感恩，求您赐福我们每一个人。
Help us this week.
请你这一个星期帮助我们。
We again thank you for the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
我们要感谢您呢，因为神的爱、主耶稣基督的恩典，还有圣灵的相交。
And we claim them as we carry on the week.
所以呢，我们要。祈求这些在我们下个星期继续的时候。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Again, thank you all. See you tonight, willing.
Thank you.
May the Lord bless us.